every day.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I'm Al Cornell. I appreciate you joining me. As usual, we're going to kind of split our time between politics and finance. It's been a very, very interesting week in the financial community, I have to say that. We're going to put that, though, off just for a little bit, because right now what our listeners seem to be interested in, if you particularly follow our blog, which I hope you do, there are over 6,000 views a day on our blog and a lot of comments. I'm spending an awful lot of time replying to each and every comment, thanks to a listener in the prairies in Canada, Dick Tracy, who said, come on, Al, you need to get active on this thing again. You don't want to just be a hub, for lack of better terms. And Dick, I appreciate you saying that, and that's what I've done all week here. I'm going to start out the show with Peter Grandage. Peter sent a missive out earlier this week talking a little bit about potential social upheaval, and I would have to say you almost have to take out the word potential. You know, if you look all around the world at what's going on, and let's focus right now on Egypt just for a second, you've got literally huge numbers of people actually being killed because of social unrest. I would suggest that perhaps in the United States, that is a very real possibility. Now, I'm not trying to be a real doom and gloomer, but I would ask the question, what happens when the underemployed, who are counted as being employed, for lack of better terms right now, what happens when the people who are on various entitlement programs perhaps experience a hiccup in some of those retirement programs? I would have to maintain that we could have serious, serious unrest. Many of our listeners are predicting this to occur in some of the major cities. Now, I pray to God that doesn't happen, but you know what? The way things are going right now, I don't know. Pete, what do you think, bud?
Well, it's been my opinion that the really next big war that the United States will be in is a war of classes. First, it'll be one because of demographics. It'll be a battle between the old and the young, as the entitlement programs will eventually have to be greatly adjusted, and many of the things that elderly got used to will have to change because we just won't be able to afford to keep doing it. There'll be a clash between the olders who feel that they worked all the time, their parents had it, I'm deserving it, versus the young who say I'm being taxed to heck and I can't afford to keep, you know, supporting these people in the lifestyle they got used to. But
right,
there's also going to be, and it's already brewing, and I think there's examples to see what the potential outcome would be, and that is because we're becoming so heavily entitlement-oriented society in the United States now. We all know that, you know, so many more people now are getting some sort of government assistance. We've all become sensitive to that, and we've seen what happened when eventually these countries can't keep the spigot open and keep trying to provide those entitlements. And case in point, and it's an extreme one, but I think it's a good example, and that is what happened in Greece. The people did not decide, hey, you know what, we're all going to take it hard, we're all going to roll up our sleeves, we're all going to accept less, and we're all going to work harder to make this better. No, they went out in the streets and they demanded, and they acted very aggressively at times, calling on the government to fix the problem, and, you know, in a way that would be more comfortable to them. I suspect that that will be much of what will happen here. It'll become acute, and as Washington always does, the best it could ever do is come up with a Band-Aid versus a cure. And because of how much more we have borrowed and how much more we've added to the debt, we've limited now to what the government's going to be able to do versus what it could have done 20 years, 30 years ago. And you see it in every facet. And I want to make this one other point that's critical. I saw it here after Hurricane Sandy. A lot of the New Jersey, New York coastline, which I live near, got destroyed or badly damaged. And everybody that got damaged, or mostly everybody got damaged, felt the government in one way or another had to fix it. In some instances, they were right. But in a lot of instances, they were wrong. It was their responsibility, their choices they made, and unfortunately, these are the things that happened to them. But every single part of those groups felt that the government must do something for them. And so, eventually, the government won't be able to, and you're correct. There'll be a lot of unrest. Do I think it'll be to the point what we see now in Egypt with shootings and mass killings? I hope not, and don't believe that's the most likely case. But I do think it's going to come much more harder for those who still try to toe the line and try to do the right thing, because the country right now, Al, has come down to this. There are people who are working for a living, and then there's people who are voting for a living.
Yeah.
And those people that are going to be able to vote have going to change dramatically, and the Democrats that make up those people, particularly if the immigration bills and all go through the way they did. And I just see government getting bigger and bigger, which is going to lead to bigger and bigger problems.
Pete, I have to disagree with you on one issue, and you're talking about the magnitude of social unrest being somewhat minimal when you say, I don't see anything at all like is happening in Greece, happening over here. I disagree with that. I have to give
What I said in Egypt.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry, Egypt, right.
Egypt, yeah.
Right, right. Thanks for the correction. But I have to tell you, the reason I disagree with you, Pete, is because I would point to what happened in Watts after the Rodney King situation, what happened in New Orleans after that devastating storm down there. I mean, it almost went to the point where I would maintain that if an end wasn't seen, if an end wasn't in sight in those particular environments, I would maintain that that violence would have escalated dramatically from stealing television sets, etc., to taking it to the next step. And Pete, the reason I say that is because it's simply human nature. If I, as a father, had young children, and I could not feed my young children no matter what, working or not working, I'm not really sure what action I would take in order to keep those kids alive. I think I know what I would do, and it probably wouldn't be very pretty. Now, having said that, I think that's just human nature. I think that is simply human nature. I think the problem, and I think that this probably lends even more credence to my argument, is the fact that in the United States, we are no longer a society of hard work pays off. We are becoming a society, and I think the numbers prove me correct, of the government is going to take care of me, and I'm really not going to worry about it. It's amazing, for example, what happened down in Macon, Georgia. Glenn Downs, Governor Walter Jones's chief of staff, sent me a clip from Fox News of what happened down in Macon County, Georgia, when there was a glitch in the food stamp program, and the anger was incredible. And it was if that situation didn't rectify itself down there, you would have had absolutely terrible situations in that particular part of the world. I pray to God that I'm proven wrong, but I think that we have evolved into a country where perhaps not the majority, but a very large percentage of the people in our country no longer believe in the ethic of hard work. They believe in the ethic of the government's going to take care of me. And I got to tell you, I think this is absolutely terrible. You know, one place where I have to agree with the Mormons is that they believe, at least all of my Mormon friends believe, that perhaps the largest detriment to society in terms of an enticement to not do anything is welfare. And I got to tell you, my friend, I firmly believe in that. Pete, we have 30 seconds left, and you got the last word, my friend.
Well, I don't disagree with anything you said. I just guess I feel, or maybe being too optimistic, that the violent level will not resort to the levels that, you know, equal to in Egypt and so forth. But there's no question of what topic you've lent with, and that is the fact that we have gone down a very dangerous road. That road has become more rocky and full of minefields, and the present administration seems to be hell-bent on making that road even worse, not better.
Pete, I have to tell you, in all fairness to the present administration, it didn't start with them. They are simply going along the continuum that they said, that they said they would not do. They're simply continuing on with what happened in prior years. And
now,
I have to...
Before you run out of time, I'll just say this. They've accelerated the pedal faster and harder than any other president I've seen since I've been an adult.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Pete Granted, stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dr. Peter Glidden, host of Fire Your MD Now, will be in Marshfield, Wisconsin, Wednesday, July 17th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. You've heard him say it on air, and now you're going to see him in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and he'll disclose the secrets to good health, and just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Fire Your MD Now, or call 715-650-0909. Again, Fire Your MD Now, or 715-450-0909.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Always interesting to talk with Peter Grandich. We're shifting the emphasis now for the next three or four segments, maybe longer, and we're going to talk a little bit about the mining sector. We're going to talk a little bit about business. We're starting out with John Kaiser, a guy who I've known for a long time, who I have the utmost respect for. Corey's in studio with me also right now. John, we got a gold price right now of around $1,290. That's taking a lot of companies, a lot of the junior companies, out of the situation because their costs are higher than that. You have come up with a very, very interesting commentary on how companies are going to make this work. Can you elaborate for us?
Well, we can't expect much on the upside in the short term for gold. So investors are going to have to look at the possibility of either brand new discoveries by juniors, which where the grade is so high and the dimensions of the zone so good that it'll work even at some of these more pessimistic price projections, such as $1,000 gold, which seems to be the goal of the bear raid by the Wall Street guys, to get gold to that level before they are going to turn around. The other thing that's very interesting is all these, you know, multi-million ounce deposits that have been established during the last 5-6 years, their grades are 1 gram per ton, 0.8 gram per ton. It just doesn't work at $1,200 gold, definitely not at $1,000 gold. So what I'm seeing some companies doing is stepping back and saying, let's rethink the geology. Let's drill the higher grade cores, see if we can develop a smaller but higher grade resource that could work at current levels. But in the process, perhaps we can also discover a whole new dimension to this system, perhaps a zone that is higher grade and bigger than we imagined. And this keeps that play alive. It keeps the audience's interest, and it opens the possibility of significant upside materializing even while we sit here in the doldrums waiting for the price of gold to reestablish an uptrend.
John, you make a good point that a lot of these companies were, in the past couple of years, out there looking for essentially low-grade but just massive tonnage properties. And now this shift to a higher grade, really more economical at even lower gold prices, makes sense. And in a way, it does limit the supply which could come through these mines into the market. However, to me, it seems like this is more of a fundamental level of production where gold can go down and these companies can still make money. But do you think it makes these companies valuable or takeover targets to the big guys as well?
Not the big guys for the moment. What we have right now is private equity groups stalking these companies, hoping to buy them cheap and just inventory them for, you know, 3 to 5 years, wait for gold to reestablish a proper uptrend, and then bring them back to the market. The big guys are retrenching, getting rid of all the assets they acquired in the past 5-6 years that required a significantly higher gold price, and they're just going to hunker down and wait. If somebody makes a fantastic discovery, they will be all over it. In some cases, we've seen like Hecla, Teck, Agnico Eagle, they are actually taking equity stakes, sometimes 9.9%, sometimes 19.9%, in quality juniors where they see a project where it could evolve into something significant. They don't have farm-in rights or anything like that, but they're acquiring an equity foothold in these companies. That is a very positive sign, and those companies still have all the blue sky upside left that comes from an auction between majors in the event that they do make a significant discovery, but they do have the technical backing of a competent mining company.
John, I am sensing, for lack of better terms, and my sense is simply based on 30, 35 years' experience in this particular industry, I am sensing a bit of a turn in terms of the enthusiasm for the junior sector. I think that enthusiasm, interestingly enough, and here we are in July, is beginning to grow. I know Gary Cope, who will be on the show in the second hour, says that he's very definitely sensing that among the brokerage community up in Vancouver. How do you feel about that?
Well, the last 6 months have been a real pile driver for us. You know, every other week gold gets smacked down $50. And then, of course, we've had an outsized impact on the equities, who have already been going down for a year and a half. And now they have been completely pounded out through redemption runs by the funds and so on. And so there isn't that much lower the juniors can go except to zero. But the ability for gold to keep going down 50 bucks, it's reaching its limit. The official target's around, you know, 1,100 or so is what the Goldman Sachs of the world want to get gold down to. At that level, not a lot of new gold can come into existence. So unless the world is going to magically not want gold, that's going to, like some asteroid's going to hit the Earth with that's made of pure gold, and so there'll be a gazillion ounces available. Unless something like that happens, the gold price will be stable at 1,100 and not go lower. So the important thing for the market is that pile driver effect is gone. So gold may burble along here at these levels for a while, but with the extraction of the gold from the ETF almost done, 13 million ounces in the last 6 months, 30% taken out to fix whatever physical problem they have. I see the market sensing, okay, let's retrench, let's look forward. We know gold will be higher in real terms in the long run, especially if prosperity starts growing in the world again and demand from Asia for gold blossoms even more than it has in the past decade.
Well, John, I think that we have seen demand in Asia even stay steady, that they are the main consumers of gold. India's dropped down a little bit, and this trend of gold flowing to the east is really, I think, what's supporting a large demand factor right now. However, I believe that we need some more demand really coming from the U.S., from our domestic borders. What do you think about this?
I'm not so sure that the American audience is going to move its money out of $9.1 trillion out of its savings deposits into gold. However, I think the American audience that owns gold is in no mood to sell it. Whatever selling has been gone. And I think what you're going to see is as soon as this ETF paper has been properly cleaned out, there will be an uptrend develop in gold. And then I think the American audience will start buying the gold ETF like the spider again. And when that uptrend is in place with no sellers left in that, the ETF could actually lead on the upside and pull the physical price back to a level where it should be based on expected global demand going forward.
I have to tell you, I think that, John, what you're saying, and Corey, some of your questions, I think really, really shed some light on a situation that is kind of reminiscent to me of early 2010 when the resource market really began to come back after being absolutely in the doldrums for a couple of years. I think that we've gotten to the point where people are saying enough is enough. I think we've gotten to the point where nobody, in my opinion, is ever going to totally eradicate the concept of gold and silver from their financial portfolios. And, you know, say what you will, but nobody is ever going to eradicate the junior market out of their portfolios either. And I got to tell you, gut level feeling, I think that we have a turnaround occurring here. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back. We're going to devote the following two segments to the gold sector with a panel of experts.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, John Kaiser is a really, really interesting guy, and I appreciate his insights. Got a bit of a roundtable discussion going here right now. I've got Corey and I guess I should say, have three gentlemen on the line with us who are regular guests on our show, and they're all good friends of mine personally, and to an extent, Corey's. We've got Rick Ackerman, we've got Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc, and we've got Marshall Beryl. I wanted to discuss for the next two segments anyway something that I feel is going on in the market right now, and that is I am sensing a turnaround, A, in the precious metals markets, and B, in the resource sector vis-a-vis the stocks. The reason I think that's happening, purely and simply, is I am seeing a different attitude on the part of my colleagues and guests on the show. Doc, you're on the program every day. I got all the time in the world for you when it comes to your technical analysis. Do you think I'm nuts, man?
No, Al. Right now you have reasons to be optimistic. And let me just list three. There's more than three. Number one, a lot of these precious metal stocks are approaching their lows that they saw at the end of 2009. And so you're getting really to a level where a lot of these are buys, and whether we're quite there or not, hard to say, but they're low enough where people should look at quality companies. That's number one. Number two, the other thing that should make you feel a little bit better is the commitment of traders' reports is becoming extremely bullish with the commercial positions in the report. That's number two. And the third one is the backwardation in the futures market. That is extremely bullish right now. So you've got, those are just three factors out of some others that I've been looking at. And the technicals for me right now, what's also encouraging is finally on some of the weekly charts, the momentum indicators are starting to turn laterally. And if that continues for the next couple of weeks after this week, I'm going to get really bullish. And also strength indicators right now, I think, are starting to tip over. They're getting very close to it. So, you know, you do have a right to be optimistic right now, but technically, we're starting to move into some neutrality again, and that's encouraging along with the other three things I talked about.
I wanted to interject one thing here. I hope the audio quality is okay when we're listening to Doc. It's a bit of a remote, and Doc is on a cell phone, but I got enough respect for his opinion that I wanted to include him on this particular airing. Rick, what do you think, bud?
Well, I think it's great that you're sort of going on your gut instinct. You know, I don't trust my gut instinct as much as you do, as much as you trust your own, and so I rely on the charts. And right now, gold is certainly a bull trade. It's in a nice pattern from late June, and it's definitely a buy here. I'm thinking a little more speculative than you, but I also have to say people have been so despairing about gold for so long that it's almost a given that however it turns, it's going to catch a lot of people unawares. You know, the two ways that can happen. One is with the really spectacular first move out of the hole. I would cite the August 1982 bull market, which arguably is still going on. It happened with such a cannon shot that anybody who'd been a market observer for any length of time would know what was happening. Of course, the other way is stealth, and we've got a kind of tentative rally in gold. It's a nice one.
We're neutrality moving to some that's encouraging again, and that's the other thing along with I talked on three things.
Here, I hope you ought to interject one thing's okay when real quality is off. It's a bit of listening to him. Doc is on a remote, but I got enough for my cell phone opinion that I wanted back for his opinion to include a particular air on this. Rick, what do you think, Bring?
Well, great that you, I think it's great. You're sort of going your gut instinct on, you know, I don't trust instinct, you know, instinct. It's my gut instinct, you do, as much as you trust. And trust your own on the chart. So I rely on it's and right now certainly a bull trade. Gold is certainly a trade pattern from late in a nice pattern and late June. It's definitely definitely a buy. I'm thinking a little positive than you, more speculative. I also have to, but people say so despairing. People have been so for so long about gold that it's long. And that however most it gives, it's going to cover a turn unaware to a lot of people. You know, the tourists. That can happen two ways with the real, and one is spectacular, firstly spectacular, the whole move out of, I would, the August 9th, cite the 1982, which, old market still going on, arguably is, it happened, a captain was such a, the cannon shot that he who'd, anybody observer, been a market length of time for any happening, and would know it was, the way is, of course, the other thing we've got, stealth, kind of tented, gold, it's another rally, and nice one.
We're starting to move into some neutrality again, and that's encouraging along with the other three things I talked about.
I wanted to interject one thing here. I hope the audio quality is okay when we're listening to Doc. It's a bit of a remote, and Doc is on a cell phone, but I got enough respect for his opinion that I wanted to include him on this particular airing. Rick, what do you think, bud?
Well, I think it's great that you're sort of going on your gut instinct. You know, I don't trust my gut instinct as much as you do. As much as you trust your own, and so I rely on the charts. And right now, gold is certainly a bull trade. It's in a nice pattern from late June, and it's definitely a buy here. I'm thinking a little more speculative than you, but I also have to say people have been so despairing about gold for so long that it's almost a given that however it turns, it's going to catch a lot of people unawares. You know, the two ways that can happen. One is with the really spectacular first move out of the hole. I would cite the August 1982 bull market, which arguably is still going on, it happened with such a cannon shot that anybody who'd been a market observer for any length of time would know what was happening. Of course, the other way is stealth, and we've got a kind of tentative rally in gold. It's a nice one.
But tech are starting to our neutrality move into some encouraging again, and that's the other thing along with I talked on three things.
I want to here, I hope you ought to interject one thing's okay when real quality is Doc. It's a bit of listening to Dan. Doc is on a remote, but I got enough from a cell phone opinion that I wanted back for his opinion to include a particular error on this project. What do you think, Bring?
Well, Bud? Great that you, I think it's great you're sort of going, your gut instinct on, you know, I don't trust instinct, you know, instinct is my gut instinct as you do, as much as you and so trust your own on the chart. So I rely on, it's and right now, certainly a bull gold is certainly a trade pattern from late in a nice pattern. And June, it's definitely definitely a buy. I'm thinking a little of the new, more speculative. I also have to, but people say, so despairing, people have been so for so long about gold that it's long. And that however most it gives, it's going to catch a return unaware to a lot of people, you know, the tourists. That can happen ways with the real, and one is spectacular, firstly spectacular, the whole move out of, I would, the August 9th, cite the 1882, which, old market still going on, arguably is, it happened, a captain was such a, the cannon shot that he, who, any but observer, been a market length of time for any happening, and would know it was the way is, of course, the other thing we've got, stealth, kind of tenant, gold, it's another rally, and nice one.
We're starting to move into some neutrality again, and that's encouraging along with the other three things I talked about.
I want to interject one thing here. I hope the audio quality is okay when we're listening to Doc. It's a bit of a remote, and Doc is on a cell phone, but I got enough respect for his opinion that I wanted to include him on this particular airing. Rick, what do you think, bud?
Well, I think it's great that you, you're sort of going on your gut instinct. You know, I don't trust my gut instinct as much as you do, as much as you trust your own. And so I rely on the charts. And right now, gold is certainly a bull trade. It's in a nice pattern from late June, and it's definitely a buy here. I'm thinking a little more speculative than you, but I also have to say people have been so despairing about gold for so long that it's almost a given that however it turns, it's going to catch a lot of people unawares. You know, the two ways that can happen, one is with the really spectacular first move out of the hole. I would cite the August 1982 bull market, which arguably is
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Show here. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am joined, of course, by Al. We are also continuing this segment with Richard Postma, better known as Doc, Marshall Beryl, and Rick Ackerman. Marshall, you wanted to continue on a point that Al brought up about the...
Right, Al mentioned, and it's certainly the case. You look at the gold companies and their leverage to the price of gold, and that's certainly generally the case, and particularly with the majors or the intermediate companies, the producers. But these days, because of what's happened in the market over the last year and a half, maybe 2 years, many of the junior companies, and we're looking at them every day, and we're meeting with managements, and we're talking to analysts, we being at the Encompass Fund, many of the juniors these days are leveraged to survivability. And what people should be doing now is looking at the stocks they have in their portfolio, the companies they have in their portfolio, and look at them in the light of today's market. Figure $1,200, $1,300 gold. If they're producing, and what are the costs? If they're not producing, do they have cash? Do they have ability to raise cash? Do they have ability to do the drilling, to do the studies, to do the environmental reports that are going to be necessary to move the project or the projects and the company forward? Because there are many companies, particularly the smaller companies, that don't have that ability, and those are not that's not where you want to put your money. You might get a quick pop and a nice percentage gain, but it's a crapshoot. You want to go with the companies that have survivability.
Marshall, real quick, how long do you think that these companies need to have this survivability? A couple of months or up to a year or two?
No, longer than a couple of months, because the G&A, the general and administrative cost of just running a company, a public company, can eat through that. We like to see a minimum of a year. and generally longer. Of course, there are some exceptions, but you want a good period of time, and even more so than the cash they have. The cash they have in the bank is very important, but their ability to raise cash. Has this management shown from past experience, either with the company they're with now or with prior companies, the ability to raise cash, to raise capital when they need it? Do they have the support from the investment community, whether it's institutions or individuals, or they themselves, management's a significant holder in the company and will support the company if needed and raise additional capital? Those are the keys.
Doc, I want to get you back in on this because you've been, you and I have talked about the small cap companies for quite some time now. I know that you invest personally in some of the smaller mining companies, and I do very heavily. About 50% of our portfolio are being, Kathy's and my portfolio happen to be in the junior companies, and we've got absolutely decimated over the last couple of years. But I want to say we got absolutely decimated also in 2008 and 2009, and then 2010 came around, and we had a record-setting year in terms of, revenues, money realized from stock sales that we had made. Do you kind of see that happening right now, or do you still think are you still saying, no, I'm a little cautious still?
Yeah, what I do, Al, with these companies, and I've done this whole move down, is I got out of precious metal stocks when I started to see some technicals turn. And then what I've done is when we hit an area of equilibrium again, I start to move back into them cautiously. Mm-hmm. And then if the technicals go against me again, I get out. So fortunately I haven't been decimated like others, but one thing I would reiterate that Rick said is I tend to focus on the price action of the larger companies, and he very poignantly pointed out that Newmont, if you look at Newmont's chart right now with this move up in gold, Newmont actually has gone sideways. It's done just about nothing, and so have others of these companies. So that's really one of the things that is my indicator. But I also feel that I'm starting to move back into these stocks. I'm probably going to start moving back into them in the next week or two, because this is another possibility that we've seen the low. So I'll start to dip my toe in the water, and I'm going to start to buy, especially next week if the weekly technicals continue to trend sideways, and especially over the next 2 weeks, I'm getting back in, and I'm starting to buy some of these, even these low cap stocks right now that still have cash, that are still producing. I stay away from the ones that don't have a lot of cash or need a lot of cash to be raised for exploration, and that's what I've been doing.
Rick, are you looking as short-term as even a week like Doc is?
I'm definitely a speculative buyer here. Usually that means staking out option spreads initially. With gold at these levels, it's possible to put on vertical bull spreads with the options that give you almost no risk to the downside, but give you a nice play if gold is ready to pop here. So let's say I'm not diving in head first. But I am taking cautious positions and advising them to my subscribers.
You know, I got a question. I don't want to eliminate one of our very active listeners from this discussion, in the sense that we got a guy over in England by the name of Irish Tony, who is hand over fist involved in silver, as is Mark down in San Diego and some of the other people, CFS. What are you guys thinking about the outlook for silver? And I'd like to get back to you on this one, Doc, if you can start that out. I'd like to get three opinions on that, by the way.
Well, funny you ask, Al, but I think the silver technicals right now actually look much better than gold, and I've been following silver, and I'm starting to take positions in that because I like the charts much better than I do the gold charts right now, and that's what I feel about silver right now. I'm willing to risk a little bit more there because I like the charts right now on silver.
How about you, Rick?
I think you're probably going to get more movement in silver. It's perceived as a metal that's used as opposed to gold, which is a metal that's, let's say, hoarded. and piled up against something worse than a rainy day. So I agree with Doc that that you're going to get more leverage in silver here at a good bottom than you will in gold.
And I might add to that very quickly that very interesting. I've been looking at some information and stats, and for some reason J.P. Morgan is hoarding a lot of gold right now. They've been silver. They've been purchasing a boatload of it, and I don't know why, but they've been doing that for the last couple of weeks.
Isn't that interesting? Marsh, silver.
I think also with silver, and again, at the Encompass Fund, we're looking longer term for long-term appreciation. But silver is basically 50% a precious metal, and it's also 50% an industrial metal. It's used a lot in electronics for medical purposes and a lot of industrial uses, which are increasing, and there's a far smaller universe of silver companies. And therefore, you do get the volatility that Doc and Rick have mentioned. Also, I'd point out that with what's happened, silver has gone down more than gold, relatively speaking. And the ratio now is about 65-1, and which is towards the high end of the range of what that gold-silver ratio is. So there are reasons, technical and fundamental, why people definitely should be looking at silver and the silver companies for their investment dollars.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. I've always been a silver bull. The last large purchase that I made was back in terms of either gold or silver was back when silver was $14 an ounce. And the thing I like about silver, and I just would like to get an opinion on this because we're kind of winding down here, and Rick, I'd like to kind of finish off with you here, but the thing I like about silver is the fact that for a commodity trading at say $20 as it is today, to double takes a hell of a lot less effort than a commodity trading at $1,300 an ounce. Comment?
Well, that's true. Silver, a lot of silver stocks have been pounded even worse than the gold stocks. As Marshall just mentioned, though, it is a smaller universe of stocks. Looking at the futures contract, we're on the same promising trajectory as gold. So far, neither has achieved what I would call escape velocity. The futures contract, COMEX Silver, this will be September, looks a little bit better to me than gold at this point, but only by a small margin.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the roundtable discussion we had here. We're out of time in the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Stick around for the second hour. We're going to be continuing our discussions on the various financial ins and outs of hard assets, and we're also going to throw in a little politics. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Oh, HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.